This goes to Cora Pavlik, P-A-V-L-I-K, NP for nurse practitioner. Fax is 989-842-1110 regarding Nancy Francetic, F like Frank, R-A-N like November, C-E-T-I-C. Date of birth 1/8/1938. Dear Ms. Pavlik, this is a consultation for Mrs. Francetic with elevated creatinine levels noted since April of 2024. The patient is here with her caregiver who helps with nursing care and personal care several days a week in her home. she believes her kidneys are working very well and has no symptoms of any chronic kidney disease symptoms currently. She has a history of coronary artery disease, and she also had a myocardial infarction in 2023, and when she was having CAT scan studies, a right breast lump was found. A biopsy was done, and then she required a right breast lumpectomy. Further studies showed that the cancer was not totally eradicated, so instead of a full mastectomy, she chose to have breast radiation to the for 5 weeks. And that was completed, and so far there is no return of the carcinoma of the right breast. She's feeling well. She's able to live in her own home. She's unable to drive, though, due to vision problems and weakness. And she does walk with a walker. She denies any recent falls or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear. She feels like she urinates very adequate amounts. And minimal incontinence and nocturia 1 to 2 times per night. And she has chronic edema of the lower extremities, left slightly worse than right. And this does improve when she elevates her legs. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, a NSTEMI, and that was in 2023. Right breast carcinoma, degenerative joint disease, diverticulosis, osteopenia, macular degeneration requiring eye injections. Past surgical history, she had a left hip open reduction internal fixation in 1982. Right breast biopsy and lumpectomy were done in 2023. Social history, the patient has never smoked. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married and lives alone, and she's retired. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease and cancer. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to naproxen, hydrocodone, ibuprofen, metoprolol, tramadol, and Darvocet. Medications, vitamin B complex, Voltaren gel, albuterol, inhaler, 2 inhalations 4 times a day, anastrozole, 1 milligram daily, multivitamin daily, Plavix, 75 milligram daily, aspirin, 81 milligram daily, Lipitor, 80 milligram daily, amlodipine, 10 milligram daily, Farxiga, 10 milligram daily, lisinopril, 20 milligram daily, metoprolol, 25 milligram daily, and AREDS2 twice a day. She does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, height is 4'9", weight 115 pounds. Pulse is 69, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 140/68, her caregiver reports that blood pressures are usually 120/60-70 at home, and she checks them every week. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear with midline uvula. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension or lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, without ascites. Right lower extremity has a trace of edema. Left lower extremity, 1+ edema. Brisk capillary refill, sensation and motion are intact in the feet and ankles. And labs, most recent lab studies were done August 27th, 2025. Creatinine was 1.16 with estimated GFR of 46. June 18th of 25, creatinine 1.48, GFR 34. 3/10/25, creatinine 1.26, GFR 41. 2/4/25, creatinine 1.21, GFR 43. 4/4 of 24, creatinine was 1.15 with GFR 46. And rest of labs on August 27th of 2025, intact parathyroid hormone is 51.5, calcium 10, sodium is 135, potassium 5.1, carbon dioxide 25, albumin 4.3, phosphorus 4.5, urinalysis is negative for blood, negative for protein, hemoglobin 12.8 with a normal white count and normal platelets. We do have a CT scan of abdomen and pelvis with contrast on 9/21 of 23. That shows some atherosclerotic changes in the thoracic aorta with some intimal thickening and vascular calcification. Kidneys were normal in size without hydronephrosis, without stones. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, which appeared to start after her NSTEMI in 2023. The creatinine had been increasing all the way until June of 2025, and then in August, that stabilized and returned to the same level as it was in April of 24, 1.16 with GFR 46. This may be her new baseline for renal function. We would like her to continue having lab studies done every 3 months, and the first lab will include a cystatin C with a GFR calculation one time. Otherwise, it will be CBC and renal panel every 3 months. She should continue to follow her low-salt diet, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.